Today's Amud is Yivama Samach Zayin Amud Beis. We're holding on Samach Zayin Amud Aleph, 15 lines from the bottom, by the words Tanu Rabbanan. So says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, Haniach Banim, if let's say you have a Bas Yisrael who marries a Kayin, a Bas Yisrael marries a Kayin, so we said that while she's married to the Kayin, she's allowed to eat Truma, and so are their kinyanim, meaning their avadim, avdi malug, avdi tzayim barzel, everyone's able to eat truma. The avdi malug, which are considered in her possession, could eat truma, just like she could eat truma. And the avdi tzayim barzel, which are considered in the kayin's possession, and his possession, they could also eat truma, because they're his kinyanim, and just like he could eat truma. So he's maichu to his avadim. Let's say the kayin then dies. Says the Braisa, let's say the kayin dies. So, and heniach banim, and he left over children, meaning the Bas Yisrael had children together with the Kayin. So in such a case, and just in terms of the halacha with regards to her, is that being that she had children from the Kayin, even though she's a Bas Yisrael, since she has children that still are remaining from the Kayin, so she's allowed to continue eating Truma. Memela, the Braisa says that Elu ve'Elu Eichem, both the Avdi Malug and the Avdi Tzayim Barzel could also eat Truma. The Avdi Malug, her Avadim could eat Truma just like she could eat Truma. And the Avdi Tzayim Barzel, which were his, and now go to the Yarshim, now go to the kids, so these Avadim could also eat Truma, because just like the kids are Kehanim and they could eat Truma, so to their Avadim could eat Truma. So everyone's eating Truma. Hanicha Me'uberes, if let's say the Kohen dies, and they didn't have any children that at least were born already, but he did leave her over pregnant. She's expecting, so they don't have any kids yet together. But she's expecting. The halacha is that elu ve'elu ein eichlem. So then none of the avadim could eat truma. Her avadim, the avdi melug, cannot eat truma because she can't eat truma. Only once the kid is born, that's when she could eat truma. But until then, she cannot. Just like she cannot eat truma, so the avdi melug are also unable to eat truma. The avdi tzay barzel can't eat truma because they belong now to this uber, and an uber is ein meichel, like we'll see soon, and therefore the avdi tzay barzel cannot eat truma either. Let's say haniach banim v'haniach meuberes. Let's say they had children together, so they have children, and also she's pregnant. When he died, she was already, she's expecting. So avdi malug eichlim kederech shehi eicheles. So she's able to eat truma because she has living children from the kain, and therefore she's able to eat truma. Mamela, her avadim, the avdi malug, could eat truma as well. However, Avdi Tzayim Barzel lo yoichlu, the Avdi Tzayim Barzel, which go to the Yarshim, they cannot eat Truma, b'mnei chalko sha'uber, because they're partially owned by the Uber, and sha'uber paisel, ve'enoy maichel. And an Uber paisel and is not able to be maichel. An Uber can never be maichel, so since the Uber is a part owner in these Avdi Tzayim Barzel, so therefore, the Avdi Tzayim Barzel are not able to eat Truma. I believe what, in the previous year, the way I explained paisel was incorrect. Rashi over here explains that when it means that an Uber is paisel, means like this. And normally, if you have a Bas Kayin, if a Bas Kayin is allowed to eat Truma, she's at her father's house, she could eat Truma. If a Bas Kayin marries a Yisrael, so she has to stop eating Truma. If they get divorced, or if the Yisrael dies, so then she goes back to her father's house and she can continue eating Truma. However, if she has kids together with the Yisrael, so then she has to stop eating Truma. Now, let's say they didn't have any kids, but there's an Uber, she's pregnant. So in such a case, the Uber is paisel, it passels her, it stops her, even though the child wasn't born yet, it passels her from being able to eat Truma. At the same time, an Uber also is not Michael her. If she's a Bas Yisrael who's married to a Kayin and all there is an Uber, so an Uber is not Michael. And who adin, the Uber can't be Michael, the Avadim. So that's why in this case where the Kayin left her with kids, so she's eating Truma, the Avdi Malug are eating Truma, but she's also Mubaras, and now the Uber is a part owner of the Avdi Tzayim Barzel, so now the Avdi Tzayim Barzel are unable to eat Truma because of the Chalko Shel Uber. Divi Rabbi Yaisi, that's all the Shita of Rabbi Yaisi, like we had in our Mishnah. Just this was a little bit more detailed. It says the Braisa that Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi Aimer, Rabbi Shmuel, who's the son of Rabbi Yossi, he said over Misham Aviv in the name of his father Rabbi Yossi, Habas Macheles Haben Inay Meichel. Very cryptic words that a daughter is Macheles, but a son is not Meichel. We'll see in the Gemara later what exactly this means. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Aimer, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai says that Zecharim Yoichlu. If amongst the other kids that they have together, this is the way Rashi explains the Gemara, if amongst the other kids, Again, we're going in this case that the Kohen left over the Bas Yisrael, left over his wife. The Kohen died. And the Bas Yisrael, they have kids together, and she's pregnant. So if amongst their other kids is a male, so then Yaichlu. So then the Avdei Tzayim Barzel are able to eat Truma, because then they're owned. They're owned by the Yarshim, they're owned by the other Zacharim, and Mamelo, they could eat Truma. What are you going to tell me? That the Uber, that they're partially owned by the Uber? So we'll see in the Gemara, but Rashi explains it already over here, that Rav Shimon Yochai wasn't concerned about the Uber. Why not? If there's an Uber that's a male, so then the Uber is a part owner of the Avdei Tzayim Barzel. Meaning if the Uber is a Nekeva, so then the at least Mekor Adin, a girl doesn't have any sort of Yerusha. The Yerusha only goes to the boys. So if the Uber is a girl, say Nechanami, there'll be no problem. But normally we're concerned about the Uber. So why isn't Rav Shimon Bar Yochai concerned about the Uber? Maybe the Uber is a boy. Maybe the Uber is a boy. If the Uber is a boy, the Uber is a part owner of the Avdei Tzayim Barzel, and the Uber is Eino Meichel. So how does Rav Shimon Bar Yochai say that if there are other kids that are males, so then the Avdei Tzayim Barzel are Yoichlu, that they're able to eat Truma? So Rashi explains, and again we'll see it soon in the Gemara, is that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai held that that's really considered a Mia. Why is it a Mia? Because the Uber is a 50% chance he's a boy, 50% chance he's a girl. Statistically speaking, or at least halachically statistically speaking, the way we view it is that it's a 50-50. It's a 50-50 if it's a boy or a girl. So there's a 50% chance that's a girl, and there's only a 50% chance that it's a boy, in which case the Avdei Tzayim Barzel cannot eat Truma. On the side it's a girl, they could eat Truma. On the side it's a boy, the Avdei Tzayim Barzel cannot eat Truma. But even if it's a boy, it's not really a 50% that's going to stop the Avdei Tzayim Barzel from eating Truma. Because even if we go into the 50% chance that it's a boy, there is a small chance. It's not so common, but it does happen sometimes, lo yaleinu, that a woman will miscarry. So, since there is a chance that the child's going to be a Nephil, since there's a chance that the child won't make it, so that makes it that really there's less than a 50% chance that this Uber is going to, at the end of the day, be a Yairish for the Yerusha, for the Avdei Tzayim Barzel. Because it's true there's a 50% chance that it's a boy, but it might also be a Nephil. It might also be a Nephil. And if it's a Nephil, so then it's on the Irish. So really, there's less than a 50% chance. It's a Miut that will tell me that this Ober will stop the Avdei Tzayim Barzel from eating Truma. Memela says Rashbi, says Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, that if there are other, if amongst the other children, if the other children are boys, or if there are other boys amongst the other children, so then we could consider them to be the Yarshim, and Mamela, the Avdei Tzayim Barzel, are able to eat Truma, and they don't have to concern themselves with the Ober, because anyways, it's a Miyat, and it's going to affect them. However, Kula Nekevais, if let's say, all the other children are Nekevais, so then Lo Yaichlu, so then the Avdei Tzayim Barzel cannot eat Truma. Why can't they eat Truma? Because Shema Yimatzei Uber Zachar Ve'ein Lebanos B'makim HaBen Klom. Because maybe the baby is going to be a boy, and if the baby is going to be a boy, so then the Yerusha doesn't go to the girls. Meaning Mekor Adin, the halacha is that Yerusha always goes to the sons. If there are no sons, like we have the parish of B'nai Slavchad, so then the Yerusha goes to the girls. But if a boy will be born, if this Uber is a boy, so then instead of going to all the other Banais, the Yerusha is all going to go to this Uber. So therefore, the Avdei Tzayim Barzel have to stop eating Truma because maybe this Uber is a boy. Now the Gemara we'll see soon is going to say that even if it's a girl, it's also going to be problematic. Because if it's a girl, Mimanavshach. If it's a boy, so then all the Yerusha goes to the boy. And if it's a girl, so then all the Yerusha is split amongst all the girls. Included amongst all the girls is the Uber. So Mimanavshach, the Uber is going to prevent the Avdei Tzayim Barzel from eating Truma. If all the living children that they have together are girls, so then the Uber will stop the Avdei Tzayim Barzel from being able to eat Truma. However, if there is at least one boy amongst the children, so then the Uber will not affect the Avdei Tzayim Barzel. Says the Gemara, that my ear Yashem Yimatzi Uber Zachar, so the Gemara explains what we just spoke out, that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said that if all the other children are girls, so then the Avdei Tzayim Barzel cannot eat Truma. They cannot eat Truma. Why not? Because maybe the Ober is a boy. Says the Gemara, my Ur Yashami Yimatzei Ober Zachar, why does that point have to be made that maybe the Ober is going to be a Zachar? Typically, then the Kevanami Pasla. Even if it's a girl, it's going to pass the Avdi Tzolim Barzel from being able to eat Truma. Because even if it's a girl, so then the Arusha goes to the girls, but amongst the girls is the Ober. So Mimanifshach, whether the Ober is a boy or a girl, it's going to stop the Avdi Tzolim Barzel from being able to eat Truma. So says the Gemara, that Enochanami, Chadav Va'id Ka'amar, the Braisa was saying one out of two reasons. Chadav in the Kevanami. First of all, you should know that anyways, even if it's in a keva, it's going to pass all the avdi tzolim barzel from being able to eat truma. And also, maybe it's going to be a zachar, in which case the entire Yerusha goes to the uber. Either way, at least some of the Yerusha's assumed to be going to this uber, and since an uber can't be meichel, so that's why the avdi tzolim barzel would not be able to eat truma. As opposed to if there's a boy amongst the children, so then, Zacharim Yaichlu. Says the Gemara, the Braisa then said, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said, and in such a case, then, if there are boys amongst the other children, so then the Avdi Tzayim Barza could eat Truma. Asked the Gemara, why? But maybe there's the Ober, and maybe the Ober is gonna be a boy. If the Ober is gonna be a boy, then he's also a part Yairish, he's not Meichel. Says the Gemara, yeah, but that's only a miyad, because Ksavar, and Rav Shimon Bar Yochai holds that in Chayshishin Lemiuta, we only have to concern ourselves with a miyad. It's true, it's a 50-50, maybe it's a boy, but it might, even on, if it's a boy, it might be an Eifel. So it's a really a miyad that it's gonna be a child that's gonna affect the Avdi Tzolim Barzel, Mamela, they'd be able to eat Truma. That's one pshat. In Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. If that's the pshat in Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, it would definitely sound like that Rabbi Yaisi, who argues, holds that we are chayshin in lemiuta. That even though Rav Shimon Bar Yochai holds that we're not chayshish for the miyat, Rabbi Yaisi says that in such a case that they cannot eat chumot, so it seems like Rabbi Yaisi would say that we are chayshish for the miyat, that maybe it's a boy that's gonna live, and that's why they would, the Avdi Tzolim Barzel would not be able to eat Truma. Or another Pshan Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is that Lo'ilam Ksavar Chayshish El Miuta. It might be that even Rashbi holds that we're Chayshish for a Miut. The Avdinan Leitakanta. However, even if the Uber is a Zachar, that's not going to be a problem. Because what we do is we make a fix. What's the fix? Kirav Nachman, like Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel said, the Amar of Nachman Amar Shmuel, Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel, that Yisayimim Shabayu Lach like B'nechzei Avihem, that when you have Yisayimim who are Ketanim, that are coming to divide Yerusha from their father, so Bezdin Mamid and Lehem Apatroifos, so Bezdin appoints people to assist each one of the Yisayimim, each one gets a caretaker, Ubayru Lehem Chedek Yafeh, and he helps each one. Each Yasim gets his own apotrophus, and that apotrophus is gonna help each one get a good piece of the Yerusha. Higdilu, he said that once the Yisayimim get older, and they see, oh wow, this is what my guy got me, and this is what the other guy got you, that's not fair. So Yechaylim Limchais, they could make a macha, and they could re-split the Yerusha. Rav Nachman Didei Amar, that's what Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel, but Rav Nachman Didei Amar, Rav Nachman himself argues on Shmuel, and he says that once they get older, so they are not able to make a macha, they can't say, let's redo it. Because if we would allow them to do that, so then it shows a certain weakness in Bezdin. Bezdin made a takana that we are appoint each for each one of them in apotrophis, and therefore it shows a certain weakness in Bezdin if we're going to allow them to redo it afterwards. But al-Kapanim, we see that this idea that Bezdin, when there's a katan, so Bezdin will go and appoint an apotrophis. So same thing in our case. In our case, what's the chashash? You have boys that are there. Says Rashbi, in such a case, the Avdi Tzolim Barzel could eat Truma. But what about the Uber? Maybe the Uber is going to be a Zachar, and we're Chayshin and Lemiuta, that's going to be a Zachar that lives. So then why are the Avdi Tzolim Barzel able to eat Truma? The Chayra, the Uber should stop them. The Uber is a part owner in the Avadim. The answer is that no, because we appointed an Apotrophus, and the Apotrophus is going to say that the Avdi Tzolim Barzel belong to the other brothers. And this Yasim, this Ober, he'll take a different chilek of the Arusha. He'll take a different chilek. It's better like that. Let the Avadim go to the other brothers. And this way they'll be able to feed the Avadim too much. It's cheaper, it's easier, it's much better for everyone. So that's what we'll do. That's the setup. That's why Rav Shimon Bar Yochai holds that in such a case, the Uber is not going to shter the Avdi Tzolim Barzel, because we'll appoint an Apotrophus, and Apotrophus will basically just give over the Avdi Tzolim Barzel to the other Yarshim, to the other brothers, and the Yas and the Uber will take a different chelik instead. And if Luchairus says the Gemara, though, according to this, What would be the pashas would then be that Rabbi Yaisi, who argues, holds that there is no such thing of setting up an apotrophis. So says the Gemara, Lemud Rav Nachman Tanayi. Should we say that this member of Rav Nachman is really a machlekas Tanayim? It sounds very strange that Rav Nachman would say something when really it's a machlekas Tanayim about it. And really Rabbi Yaisi argues, and really we pass him like Rabbi Yaisi. So how does that make any sense that Rav Nachman would say something that's really subject to a machlekas Tanayim? Rav Nachman's an Amayra. How could it be? So says the Gemara Loi, no, Rav Nachman will tell you that everybody goes like the first pshat. Rav Nachman's not going to tell you that this is the machlokes. We could learn like the second pshat. We, in learning Gemara, could say that that's the pshat in the machlokes, like the second pshat. Rav Nachman will tell you vaga like the first pshat. The kuliyama islu to Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman will tell you that everybody holds like me, that be'atzam you could set up an apotrophis. V'hacha b'choshesh in lemuta kamifligi. But over here, the pshat in Rav Shimon bar Yochai is that he's not chayshin in lemuta. The reason why he allows the avnitz and barzal to eat truma is because he's not chayshish lemuta, and Rabbi Yaisi is chayshish lemuta, and there's no apotrophis. But in a chanami, a vada, you could do such a thing, and everybody would agree to that. There's no machlaikis about whether or not Bezdin could appoint an apotrophis to divide up the Yerusha. It says the Gemara Vayter. Now we mentioned in the Braisa that Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yaisi Omer, Misham Aviv, Rabbi Shmuel said from his father that Habas Meichel, Haben Einan Meichel. Now the simple understanding of what that means, even though it doesn't seem to make any sense, is that if the Kayin dies and he leaves over the Bas Yisrael, he leaves over the wife with a daughter, and she's Meuberes. So if there's a daughter, so the Bas is Meichel. But Haben ain't a Meichel. If he leaves over a son with the Uber, the Avdei Tzayin Barzel cannot eat Truma. If it's a daughter with the Uber, so then the Avdei Tzayin Barzel could eat Truma. Says the Gemara, that doesn't seem to make any sense. Says the Gemara, Maishna ben de lo Meichel, why is it that if there's a son and an Uber? So we say that the Avdei Tzayin Barzel cannot eat Truma is Misham Chalka Yishal Uber. It's because the Avdei Tzayin Barzel are partially owned by the Uber, and the Uber is not Meichel. Well, Bas Nami Loi Tachel Mnei Chalka Yishal Uber. That exact same Svara should apply even if the Kain left over a daughter together with the Uber. What's the difference? So says the Gemara, Amar Abaye. Abaye explained that Abigu Kimta says Abaye that Hacha Benichasim Uatim Maskinan. Here we're talking about a specific case where the Kain died. He was very poor. He didn't have very many Nechasim. Now the halacha is that even though it's true that Midaraisa, when a person dies, so only his sons yarshin him, the daughters do not midaraisa get any sort of Yerusha. However, there's a takana to Rabbanan that if the father doesn't have very much nechasim, so then the Yerusha goes to the daughter, because we need it to be that she has someone who's going to take care of her. And if there's not much for the, to go to the brothers, to the sons, and then also to be able to help her out, so then instead we say that all of it goes to the daughters, and the sons will have to fend for themselves. They'll have to go knocking on doors, collecting money to be able to support themselves. But in such a case, when there's not very much nechasim, so then the Yerusha goes to the girls. That's the halacha. It says the Baye that's the case that Rabbi Shmuel was talking about. He was referring to a case where there was nechasim muate. Ukegoin diika ben bahadibas, a tremendous ukimta again, that also that the kain left over his wife, there was a son and a daughter. And not that there was just a daughter. The case of daughter means that there's a son and a daughter. So Mamela, the reason why when there's a bas, the bas is Meichel, is because Manifshach. It's because no matter what the Ober is, the daughter that's alive, that's there, will be able to be Meichel. Because because Manifshach. Ihai de Ma'avra Benhu. If the Uber is a boy, so then Loi Adif Mihai Dekai. The Uber is not any better than the brother that's already here, which the halacha is that the boys, the sons do not get the Yerusha in this case, because there's only Nechasim Uatim. So the Avdei Tzayin Barzel are owned by the daughter, and therefore she's Ma'achelas. And Ibasi, and if the Uber is a girl, so then says the Gemara, Amai Achla B'tekanta D'Rabbanon, Kamedoli Nafik La'Viroilum, Mutakin Rabbanon. She's only a Yairish Midurabbanon, because really, Be'atim, there's a boy in the picture. So why are the girls getting the Arusha only because of a Tekanta D'Rabbanon? So the Tekanta D'Rabbanon was only that the girls, once they're born, get the Arusha, not that the Uber is going to Yarshin anything. And therefore, the Avdei Tzayin Barzel are really only owned by the daughter, and that's why they're able to eat Truma. Now, if there was no boy, the reason why Abai had to make it that there was a boy in the picture is because if there was no boy, also also together with the daughter, so then it's midaraisa that the Yerusha goes to the girl. Because like we said before, midaraisa, the Yerusha goes to the sons, but if there are no sons, so then midaraisa, the Yerusha goes to the daughters. If that would be the case, if there's no boys in the picture and the Yerusha is going midaraisa to the daughters, so then the Avdei Tzayin Barzel would not be able to eat Truma in this case. Because then maybe the Uber is a girl. Maybe the Uber is a girl, or technically maybe also it's a boy. In which case, midaraisa, the Uber is a Yairish. In either one of those two scenarios. If it's a boy, then it all goes to the boy midaraisa. And if it's a girl, so then she's also part of the Yerusha midaraisa. It's not just the Takana Durabanan, it's a Dindaraisa. I guess if it's a boy, then the Takana Durabanan would still say that the Yerusha goes to the daughter, but there's a tzad that it's a girl. And if it's a girl, so then she's a Yairish midaraisa. So that's why Rabbi had to make it that no, there's also a boy together with the daughter. There's also a boy in the picture. Mamela, it's only midarabanan that the girl who's there is getting the Yerusha. Mamela, there's nothing to be chayshish for with the Ober. If it's a boy, doesn't change anything. The Yerusha goes to the girl. And if it's a girl, because it's Nechasim Muatim, and if it's a girl, so the whole thing is that then the Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan never said it, an Uber, before she's born, gets the Yerusha. That's why the Avdei Tzayin Barzel are able to eat Truma. The Bas is Machil. A Bas is Machelos. But a Ben, if there's a boy and an Uber, so that's what Rabbi Shmuel was saying. If there's a boy and an Uber, so then there's going to be a problem. Then there's going to be a problem because the Uber might be a part Yairish, and if so, that's going to affect the Avdei Tzayin Barzel. That's what Rabbi Shmuel meant to say. Well, says the Gemara, "B'mayu kimta b'nechasim mu'atim." How could you say that we're talking about nechasim mu'atim? Ema seifa. Look at the seifa. The seifa by Rashi Bar Yochai doesn't seem to be agreeing with this. Doesn't seem to be saying discussing a case of nechasim mu'atim, because Rashi said that if all the children are girls, the kain dies, he leaves over his wife with girls, and she's meuberes. So then the avdei tzayin barzel are not able to eat truma because shemi yimatzei ha'ubers. Because maybe the Uber is a boy, in which case he's the Yairish. The Ein Luban is the Malkin Ben Klum, because the girls don't get anything when there's a son. Ask the Gemara, wait a second, if we're talking about a case where there's Nechasim Muatim, so then Adarabah, Nechasim Muatim the Ben is Ninu. It's not true that it will go to the Uber if the Uber is a boy, it all goes to the girls. So says the Gemara in Echanami, same for us on the Nechasim Merubim. When Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was talking, he was talking about a regular case where there's Nechasim Merubim. We're just coming to say that Rabbi Shmuel was talking about a case of Nechasim Mu'atim, and that's why, and there's a boy together with the girl, and that's why he said that a bas is ma'achalas, because being that there's Nechasim Mu'atim, so the Avdei Tzayin Barzel are considered owned by the daughter, and therefore not by the Uber, and therefore the Avdei Tzayin Barzel are able to eat Truma. However, ask the Gemara, v'nechasim mu'atim de banis ninu? Meaning, we know this halacha, it's true, that the banis will get the Yerusha, but it's halachically considered owned by them? Or maybe it's just the din, that the sons, that the boys are supposed to give it to them. It's halachically owned by the daughters, or do the boys just have to, there's a din derabanan, a kana derabanan, that the Yarshim should give it to their sisters? Where it's not really owned by the girls though, and I'll prove it to you that it's not really owned by the girls, because va'amar Rav Asi amar Rabbi Yochanan yisaimim shekadmu umachru b'nechasim muatim mashem machru machru. The halacha is that if the boys go, if the brothers go, and they go ahead and they sell the nechasim muatim, so the sale is valid. So you see, it's not considered halachically owned by the girls. They're just a din to give it to them. And if so, here also, being that it's not owned by the girls, so even if there's a boy together with the girl, Lamaisa, it's not owned by her, it's not owned by the girls, it's owned by the boys. And if so, maybe the Uber's a boy. If the Uber's a boy, he's a part Yairish, and if so, he's not Michael. So even in this case, the halacha should be that the Avdei Tzayin Barzel should not be able to eat Truma. So says the Gemara, Ella, my bas, the katani, aim, a whole new pshat. That when Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yaisi said that Habas is Macheles, he wasn't really talking about a bas, a daughter that the Kain and the Bas Yisrael had together. Bas was referring to the Bas Yisrael. That a bas is Macheles. The girl in the picture, meaning the Bas Yisrael in the picture, she's Macheles, meaning her Avadim, just like she could eat Truma, because they have kids together, just like she could eat Truma, so the Avdei Melug could eat Truma as well. In this case, where the Kayin dies, and he left over a wife with children, and she's Mu'ubaras, so the wife, she's able to eat Truma. Since she could eat Truma, so the Bas is Machala, she's Meichel or Avadim, the Avdei Melug as well. But the ben is not meichel, meaning the father, the kayin, he's not meichel because of the chalkoi shaluber. Meaning really, Rabbi Shmuel was really just saying the exact same thing as Rabbi Yossi. He didn't say anything new. Well, ask the Gemara, Yachai Rabbi Yossi, that's a problem. Because how could he talk right after Rabbi Yossi and then say the exact same thing over again? That doesn't make any sense. Why would he be a parrot? Why would he just be repeating Rabbi Yossi's words? To which the Gemara says, he's not. Kula Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi katanila. The whole Reisha of the Breisa was all Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yossi. It was all one long thing. It was just Rabbi Shmuel being a little bit wordy, explaining the same halacha. He wasn't coming to add anything on to his father. The whole thing was Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yossi. I'm saying that in such a case, that the mother, being that she's able to eat truma, so her avadim the avdim alok could eat truma, but the father is not meichel because there's the uber, the avdi tzayin barzel are partially owned by the uber, and that's why the avdi tzayin barzel are not able to eat truma.